To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love do-it-yourself things. You can go in the kitchen. You can find great stuff. And of course, David is the go-to guy for all do-it-yourself beauty. David, tell us what you got for us, especially now that it's summer.
Now that it's summer, you want to take a look at different things because it's hot out. You know, we're out in the sun. So let's talk about things we can, well, let me jump to it. You ready for this? Here's one of the greatest things you can do if you're going to be out in the sun. We've talked about aloe gel in the past. My favorite is to get a fresh aloe plant, cut it up, get the gel out of it. If you don't have that available to you, go to the store and get an aloe gel and look for one where the first ingredient listed is aloe or aloe extract. Pour it into an ice cube tray. So the aloe gel or the aloe gel, the aloe gel you bought or the gel out of the aloe plant, put into an ice cube tray and freeze it. So next time you come out of the sun with a sunburn, it's going to be a little cool. You can always wrap it in a face cloth if you need to get rid of the temperature so it's not as cold on the skin at first. But rub it along. It's going to be soothing. It's going to pull away the pain right away, and it's going to help nourish the skin. So just a cool way to deliver the, no pun intended, a cool way to deliver the aloe gel.
Oh, I love that. Now, of course, we want prevention, though, right? We've got to prevent in the first place by using our sunscreen.
Always, you should use sunscreen. But let's face it, sunscreen doesn't totally block the sun. It only allows us a little bit longer out there. So if we're going to spend the day out there, I don't care what sunblock you use, you're going to get some level of sunburn and sun damage. So keep some aloe frozen in the freezer. It's also great for the kids and fun for them to apply when they get back inside. Let's talk about another fun one, cranberry lip gloss. So this one's fun because if you're traveling, you don't have to carry lipstick. The lip gloss will have a little bit of a tint with it. And this is so simple. Take a tablespoon of sweet almond oil. Sweet almond oil, you and I talk about because the nutrients in it. Sweet almond oil is one of my favorites. Take a handful of fresh cranberries. Take a little bit of honey, maybe about a teaspoonful, and mix it up in a little pan or stove and just warm it up, crush up the berries, stir, and cook it for a handful of minutes. I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes, whatever, and then strain it. What you want to do is get all the berries back out of it and keep the liquid that has the honey, the sweet almond, and the cranberry juice together. Now, you can even take a vitamin E capsule if you want to give a boost to it and pour that in. But as soon as it's cooled, you've now created the perfect lip gloss. It's got a little bit of tint, a little bit of flavor. It's sweet from the honey. Honey also is good with resetting the pH of the skin. It helps nourish it, and you've got the benefits of the sweet almond oil. So it's just kind of a fun thing.
It's great. And you know what I love about it, too, is it's fun to do. You know, you can get a group of friends together or something that I can do with my daughter. And it's a great bonding experience as well, and then you get to, you know, actually put on this great thing that you just made.
Well, you're teaching them, first of all, to care for themselves. You're teaching them about beauty. You're teaching them that natural products are healthier, just like with cooking, you know, making things that are healthier for you. So at so many levels, you're having fun, you're bonding. So there's just so many things you're teaching your kids, and it's just a fun thing to do. And let's face it, it's going to benefit everybody. So put it in a little plastic container, carry it with you, throw it in your purse, and just have fun using it. So that's a cranberry lip gloss and a fun one to do. We talked about the aloe ice cubes after the sun, but let's talk about something else you can use really to help cool the skin during the day. You could help pull away some of the sting from a light sunburn, but this one's a little bit fun to do. We're going to make a cool summer breeze body spray. Okay. I'm going through quick. So for everybody listening, don't worry about writing them down. We'll put it up on Pinterest and we'll put it up on RadioMD.com so you'll be able to pull these recipes out and make them. So let's just go through them and talk about it, because this one, you take a couple cups of distilled water. Then you're going to add to it 4 tablespoons of witch hazel. Now, witch hazel has all kinds of great benefits. Yeah, I don't like using alcohol because it'll dry out the skin, but witch hazel has all kinds of antiseptic properties, antibacterial properties. I'm going to add to it a little bit of cucumber extract or cucumber juice if you want, a couple teaspoons of lemon extract. Just combine them all and put them into a fine mist spray bottle. You can pick them up at any drugstore, an empty bottle with a sprayer on it. By combining it, you're going to be able to mist it over the body. It'll actually evaporate quickly, put certain components, well, part of it will absorb into the skin. It'll help pull sting out real quick. Now, not if you have a heavy sunburn, but a light sunburn. It'll help cool the body right away, and actually will have a nice smell to it. So just a fun mist you can carry in your purse throughout the day.
Any idea, David, where the name Witch Hazel came from? I've always wondered that. Such an odd name.
I was going to make a joke about a mother-in-law, but anyway. We'll leave it at that. No. Let's talk about another one. We talk about going out to the beach because I keep talking about it because I'm from Florida, but a lot of people go swimming in the pools. They get green hair. We've talked in the past how to prevent it by wetting the hair before you get in the pool, by maybe spraying on a leave-in conditioner. And that's going to be great, helping prevent the hair from absorbing the pool water that's loaded with the copper from the pipes and the chemicals that cause it. But what about if you didn't follow those instructions? What if you got green swimmer's hair and it's going to happen with the kids this summer? So what do you do? Here's a very simple DIY. Take a couple tablespoons of baking soda. Mix it with a quarter cup of lemon juice. Just mix them up and then add about a teaspoon of your favorite shampoo. Massage it through your hair. The lemon juice is going to help reset the pH. The baking soda is going to react with the copper and the chemicals that caused it. And you leave it sit in your hair for about 15 minutes, then rinse it away. It may even take two applications, but real quickly, the chemical reaction is going to remove the buildup that caused the green hair to begin with. So that's a way to quickly reverse the green hair.
Oh, that's great. Now, is that something you can do if you get your hair colored and you're less than thrilled with the color and you want to kind of fade it out quickly?
No, different technology. Totally different. Baking soda is not going to affect hair color because you and I have talked about adding it in the palm of your hand with shampoo and shampooing your hair is normal. That will remove buildup because the baking soda reacts with all the things left in your hair. Well, that is safe for chemically treated hair. So the dyes that create the hair coloring are totally different. So let's talk about another. We go out, we're swimming, we're out in the sun. It's going to take a toll on your hands. So what about a fun cuticle cream? Now, here's one. Take 3 tablespoons of beeswax. Now, beeswax you can get, whether it's at Michael's, whether from the health food store. Add about 1/2 cup of sweet almond oil, 1 tablespoon of coconut oil, and 1 tablespoon of glycerin. And I've had people ask me, where can you get some of these things? Coconut oil, glycerin. They're available at your grocery store. You'd be surprised if you've never used some of these items. Ask, and they were going to find it for you because it's over in the pharmacy section. These ingredients are used for a lot of different benefits for the skin, so they all stock it, drugstore stock it, so they're easy to find. But ask them if you can't find it. It's not something you're normally looking for, but they're going to be in the pharmacy section, and they sell it from a bottle, and it's very inexpensive. So, but combine these ingredients in a pan. Warm it up on low heat so it melts and comes together. Then discontinue heat and just mix it a little bit more. All of a sudden, you're going to have like a thick, oily paste, and it's a perfect cream to rub all over your cuticles and your nails. It'll help soften the nails, nourish the nails, and help rebuild the nails also while it's softening the cuticles. So just a fun one to do.
I like that. Yeah, I need to try that. I mentioned before on the show I have some cuticle challenges here.
Yes.
They seem to grow a little too far over my nail. And I try to cut them back, and I'm not really sure what to do. I should probably go get a manicure one of these years. And speaking of that, you always want to bring your own little cuticle cutters, right? Or your own little
tools? That's correct.
Tools?
Bring your own, because not all of them actually sanitize the way they're supposed to, and that's been found. So definitely bring your tools. Let's talk about one more we're going to squeeze in real quick before we run out of time, is a detoxifying body mask. This one's fun. In a big bowl, add some hot water, just a little, like a teaspoon of hot water. Add 1/2 teaspoon of, my favorite would be Dead Sea Salt or sea salt, okay, but either one. Then what you're going to do is dissolve the salt. Once you've done that in the water, mix in 2 teaspoons of buttermilk, 2 tablespoons of yogurt. Now you've got your probiotics. Then mix in 2 drops of essential oils. My choice in this case would be 1 or 2 drops of tea tree oil, 1 handful of drops of lavender, and chamomile. They'll soften the smell from the tea tree. And then you mix in 2 heaping spoons of powdered clay, bentonite clay, which you can get again at the drugstore, health food store. And it's going to make a nice thick paste that you can massage over the body, let sit for 15 minutes, and rinse away and let it detoxify. These are fun recipes you can do yourself at home. They're natural. They're safe. They're fun to do with ingredients you actually have in the kitchen or can get easily at a local store. So they're just fun things to do. We're going to post the recipes on Pinterest and Radio MD. I'm your personal chemist, David Pollack, with the beautiful Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay beautiful.